Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
Switzerland have written a new chapter in their football history, beating Algeria 2-0 in Vancouver to advance to the last 16 of the 2026 World Cup, their first knockout victory at the tournament since 1938. Coach Murat Yakin set his team up to absorb early pressure and strike on the counter, and that is exactly what they delivered. The opener came in just the 10th minute when 20-year-old Johan Manzambi broke down the left and squared for Breelan Bolo to steer the ball home from close range. Switzerland then shifted to a 5-man midfield out of possession, suffocating Algeria's attempts to build through the lines. Just after the break, a half-hearted clearance from Rafik Belghali fell to Nottingham Forest's Dan Ndoye, who placed his shot beyond goalkeeper Luka Zidane after Algeria's defense failed to deal with an Mbolo cross. Algeria had an early penalty appeal waved away and struggled to create any meaningful chances throughout the match, with captain Riyad Mahrez denied by a last-ditch tackle in one of their few threatening moments, before firing straight into a defender late on, summing up a frustrating night for his side. Switzerland themselves should have added a third, with Fabian Reeder somehow shooting straight at Zidane when the goal was at his mercy following good work by Denis Zakaria, before Zidane also kept out a low 20-yard effort from Remo Freuler in stoppage time to limit the damage. Both outlets reported that Switzerland now travel back to Vancouver next week to face either Colombia or Ghana in the last 16 on Tuesday. Argentina chase history against impressive debutants Cape Verde. Argentina are looking to defend their World Cup title as they face Cape Verde in the round of 32, with kickoff scheduled for 11 p.m. British summertime on Friday, the 3rd of July at Miami Stadium. The defending champions topped Group J, with captain Lionel Messi making history as the all-time leading scorer at the World Cup, now standing at 19 goals across all tournaments. Messi came off the bench in the win over Jordan to take his tally at this tournament to 6 goals, and he's expected to return to the starting lineup against Cape Verde. Argentina rested several key players for that Jordan match, so fans can expect a near full-strength side. Cape Verde, appearing at their first World Cup, showed remarkable defensive resilience in the group stage, drawing all 3 games against Spain, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay to advance from Group H in second place. Cape Verde attacker Telmo Arcanjo, who missed the final group game against Saudi Arabia, remains a doubt for the clash. Viewers in the United Kingdom can watch live on ITV1, with coverage starting at 10:15 p.m. British summertime, and a live stream available via ITVX. Mexico's Azteca myth is more legend than fact. England faced Mexico at the Estadio Azteca on Sunday in the round of 16, and the talk of Mexican invincibility at their famous stadium deserves a closer look. Yes, Mexico have gone unbeaten there for 26 games since September 2013, but the opponents tell a different story. Honduras, Panama, El Salvador, and Jamaica feature heavily on that list. The only previous World Cup winner to visit the Azteca was Spain in 2010, and they only managed a 1-1 friendly draw. 7 of Mexico's last 21 home games have ended in draws, with wins coming against the likes of Guatemala, South Africa, and a Scotland side they could only edge 1-0. Mexico also carry a painful record in knockout football. They lost in the round of 16 at 7 consecutive tournaments before crashing out at the group stage in 2022. And you have to go back 40 years to find their last World Cup knockout win. At this tournament, Mexico have yet to concede, but have faced opponents ranked no higher than 24th in the world. The Azteca sits 2,240 meters above sea level, compared to Wembley's 50, which means thinner air will be the most genuine challenge for England. But it is a challenge that cuts both ways. A famous handball and a missed penalty haunt football history. It remains one of the most dramatic quarterfinals in World Cup history, the clash between Uruguay and Ghana at Soccer City Stadium in South Africa in July 2010. Sully Muntari gave Ghana a deserved lead with a long-range strike before halftime, before Uruguay equalized through the player who would go on to be named the best at the tournament. The match stayed level deep into extra time when a Uruguayan striker committed what many consider one of the most infamous acts in World Cup history, a deliberate handball on the goal line. Asamoah Gyan stepped up to take the resulting penalty, but missed, sending the two sets of players into wildly contrasting scenes of despair and celebration. Uruguay then won the penalty shootout 4-2, eliminating what had been the neutrals' favorite side. The handball perpetrator became a household name for all the wrong reasons, as millions mourned Ghana's exit from the competition. Uruguay went on to lose their semifinal against the Netherlands, but their legacy from the 2010 tournament remains defined by that extraordinary quarterfinal.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners and was produced with the support of artificial intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.